Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. We are going to talk about the Big Blue getting set for their showdown against the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. Joining me, as always, the Senior Vice President of Communications, Mr. Pat Hamlin.
Let's talk about the Big Blue figuring out a way to win a football game.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
It would be nice.
Let's go.
Well, Anthony Fucilli joins us, the great Fooch. Giants are coming off a difficult performance in Philadelphia.
You know, an incredible thing happened at the Link the other night. There was a quarterback playing in Philly that made some bad decisions and turned the ball over, and his name wasn't Michael Vick. Your thoughts, Patrick?
Have you introduced Art yet?
Yeah, let's welcome in Art Stapleton of The Record. Giants had opportunities, but they certainly had some self-inflicted mistakes that cost them a chance to win.
Yeah, I think they were conservative when they should have been aggressive and aggressive when they probably should have been a little bit conservative. And setting it up for a 54-yard field goal to win outdoors on a Sunday night was a tough, tough kick for Lawrence Tynes.
Go ahead.
It was a little bizarre. And the only thing I'll say is one of the...
What was bizarre?
I'm going to get to that. One of the negatives, I think...
Today.
Coming off a Super Bowl is that only maybe the only negative is thinking the next year that you're going to roll sevens all the time?
No,
you got that little magic that you have is going to carry over. Why are you attacking that late in the game, downfield pass, run the ball?
Let me ask you something.
Hit the field goal and go home.
Hey, Lombardi, let me ask you something. Stop looking at him. You're talking to me right now. How many games?
I'd rather look at him.
How many games have we won riding the quarterback's arm and riding the quarterback's decision-making?
It's a different season, my friend. That was last year.
It's the same. And
kick
better.
Kick the field goal.
It's the same
run the
and
ball.
Better
and get out of Philly.
Yeah, but if they didn't, if they went, you,
they
if
ran
they
it on
went
first down. So that got them.
And I was
if
okay
they,
with that.
A yard.
If they went conservative and then missed the field goal, it would have all been on Tynes and can't
Listen,
believe they missed
I,
the field
I'll
goal.
I'll take my chances with a guy who's kicked you to the Super Bowl twice.
Okay.
I'll take my chances.
But I'll take my chances with a two-time Super Bowl MVP.
Right, throwing the ball. And let me ask you this. Since we're playing the chances, playing the odds,
yeah.
What are the odds that the second worst possible thing could happen on that play down the sideline? The receiver could get called
for
pass interference.
Okay, here's what I don't understand. If you throw the ball down the field and he catches it at the five, you're still kicking a field goal.
Yeah.
So why are you throwing the ball down the field?
Are you telling me?
I have a question.
There's a slight difference between a 30-yard field goal and a 54.
I'm good with 44 yards with Tynes.
Okay,
I'm good. I'll take my chances.
Today? Yeah, that as Tom said on Monday.
Right. Okay.
You want to sit back on Monday and have an academic conversation about what makes the most sense?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir. You're the host of the show.
Who are you criticizing?
I'm going to criticize Coughlin.
Everybody.
I'm going to criticize Coughlin. You asked me a question.
Uninformed.
Okay.
So I've had this
and
one.
Then second, I'm going to criticize Eli for throwing the ball down the field there in that situation.
Okay, so why are you criticizing Coughlin?
Because I think Tom should have taken the control there and said, you know what? Run the ball 2 yards in a cloud of dust.
You don't know anything about
it. But this team hasn't gotten 2 yards in a cloud of dust.
I would have taken it.
That entire night they hadn't gotten 2 yards.
1 yard in a cloud of dust. A 44-yard kick.
In retrospect, yes.
Thank you.
In retrospect.
Then why are we arguing?
But you don't know. But you're missing a big point.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
You're missing a very fundamental point.
Go ahead.
What else is there?
Eli Manning has full control of the New York Giants offense.
And he deserves that.
And he has many times gotten credit for checking out of a pass into a run, so on and so forth.
Right.
He got a look that he liked. That was the matchup that he liked. If you look at the tape, the coach's tape, Victor Cruz, he had Bradshaw on the flat, and he had Bennett on a seam that didn't clear late. He thought that was his best matchup. He made the decision. He's been right many more times than he's been wrong.
True.
Many.
And by his own admission after the game, he didn't put the ball where it should have been put, to the back shoulder based on the coverage of the corner. He's not perfect.
Okay.
But he's pretty damn close.
I started the show by saying one quarterback made a bad decision and one quarterback turned the ball over and one quarterback didn't.
If you get caught up in the decisions, though, you can go back to the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth. When they go fourth and inches and they go wide.
It was a great call.
It was a great play call.
If it was incomplete, then why did the Giants run the ball?
I don't have a problem gambling there. The game is on the line there. End of the game, 44-yarder, bring the guy out who kicked you to the Super Bowl twice, and get out of Philly. Well, now you lost 8 out of 9. I don't understand why you're
But if you're going to criticize Eli for the decision at the end of the game, you need to criticize him for the first play of the fourth quarter, because really, if they score there, we're not even talking about the end of the game, because it may be a different game the entire fourth quarter.
We got to take a break.
Is he Abbott or Costello?
He's
Bud Abbott.
Got to take a commercial here.
Bud.
We got to take a timeout. Bandwidth is shrinking. We'll come back with more of Giants Online here on Giants.com after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
When it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com. We've given Anthony his aspirin and a little glass of red wine to sort of get the blood pressure down.
Can we get back to one other thing?
Sure.
I watched a ballerina that night, and his name was not Osi. Okay? The way they ran the football, okay, on the Giants.
In the second half.
I mean, it was a thing of art. Now, look, Giants, they bended. They didn't break. But they definitely gave up too many missed tackles. And can somebody cover the edge? I mean, they got around.
We did everything in the second half that we didn't do in the first half.
Yeah, because you realize
we maintained integrity of the defense in the first half and in the second half. And McCoy is the worst back in the league not to maintain gap control.
Chase Blackburn had the best analogy
the entire
week.
Yes.
Little League soccer. He said, you watch a Little League soccer game. Ball goes over here, everybody runs here.
Right.
Ball goes over here, everybody runs there. That's was the Giants in the second half.
And McCoy... cuts it back.
Exactly, and that's the problem. I mean, you can't...
However...
Well, we go back to the Cowboys game. It was rush lane discipline, both against the run and the pass, and they lost it in the second half against Philly, and it cost them.
Why did that happen? I mean, 10 of his first 15 runs were for 0 or negative yards. I mean, they did a really good job against him. How did they suddenly become undisciplined? Why did they become undisciplined?
I think a different football team came out in the second half. Maybe a more relaxed football team. I don't know. But the Giants defensive line and the Philadelphia offensive line in the second half were two different units. They just came out with a different mentality. And I don't think the defensive tackles played well for the Giants in the second half. I don't think they controlled the line of scrimmage.
And I think also if you know, it's the second half, it's a big game, you start feeling the juices, maybe you try to do more. You know, you're not getting to Vic. They were getting to him, but they were getting to him a step late. Maybe they're trying to get after him more. You know, we got to get him down. We got to stop this. We got to stop the bleeding. You know, there's no Kenny Phillips out there that's kind of clearing the back out a little bit. So I think maybe they try to do too much. And then when they try to do too much, they lose that little contain. And like Pat said,
I will
McCoy
say this, though, Bob.
It's interesting,
Coughlin,
because neither defense could stop the other offense in the second half.
Although they weren't scoring at will, which I agree with Coughlin on one thing. You hold a team to under 20 points. Hey, I think he's 52-4. You should win the game. Yeah. That I do agree on that one.
All right, let's go to Twitter. Social media?
Sure.
Shall we? Because every week we take your questions at Giants. G-Men 10 wants to know, why has the Giants' pass rush been so inconsistent so far this season?
I think a lot of it has to do with the quarterback getting rid of the ball very quickly against that Giants secondary.
I agree, and I think it's scheme-wise. I mean, you know, we keep saying this. You know, you watch the Giants go to the Super Bowl. What did everybody talk about? Pass rush, pass rush, pass rush. They're going to spend the offseason scheming against that pass rush.
The other thing is, they've played 3 of the more athletic quarterbacks in their first 4 games. Romo, Cam Newton, and Michael Vick.
Who can escape the rush.
Because Romo made some plays that only a Romo or a Vick could have gotten away. Most quarterbacks would have been sacked. All right, question number 2. Chase Poe asks, why are we not using David Wilson more? I guess that means in the running game.
Now they want to use him more. Well, he was fantastic on the kickoff returns. Go ahead.
No, he was great on the kickoff returns. And I think, you know, look back at Ahmad Bradshaw in 2007. You know, Ahmad Bradshaw had 6 carries the entire year.
Late in the season.
Until that playoff clinching game against Buffalo.
Yep.
You know, I think, you know, you need to trust the fact that what we're not seeing in practice, you know, they have certain packages for Wilson. He had his opportunities against the Eagles. I mean, he had his one opportunity in the passing game.
Catch the ball.
You know, what did Tom Coughlin say? Touchdown. Look, he catches it, it's a touchdown.
Let's face it, though. The guy by the name of Brown has deserved the carries.
Yeah.
I mean, he's come in and been pretty good. Although the running game wasn't spectacular against Philly, you know, you got to give the ball to Brown, too.
Well, that's the question from at the firstborn son. Is it possible the Giants are making a mistake by not playing the hot hand in Andre Brown?
I don't know how you do that. I mean, I don't know how. You just give the ball, as Tom said. You give it to Bradshaw a little bit. You give it to Brown. You see where it goes.
It's tough coming off of a game against Philly with the wide nine and the way they play. That defensive front was going to cause the Giants
they played
problems.
Very well.
19 rushes doesn't give you an opportunity to distribute carries.
I agree with that, too. And I think what Pat said, I think, a couple weeks ago, it comes down to the guys who are blocking. And it doesn't matter who's running the ball. If you're on your blocks and you're pushing people in the backfield, away from the backfield and into the secondary, you're going to run the ball.
All right, I got one more Twitter question.
Go ahead, buddy.
From my buddy Tuckahoe Tommy.
Tuckahoe Tommy.
Oh.
Where can I buy a Pat Hanlon jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, a bobblehead. How about
tell Tuckahoe Tommy to email me and I'll tell him.
How about a bobblehead doll?
No, no, he knows.
You tell him.
We can get a bobblehead doll too.
Email me, Tommy.
All right, we're going
to Tuckahoe Tommy wanted to know why we didn't run the ball more, and I explained to him that next time we would, and at home.
All right, Lombardi.
We're going to take a timeout. When we come back here on Giants.com, we'll look ahead to the Giants showdown with the Cleveland Browns after this.
New season, new year, new chance. Let's go.
No challenge too difficult.
No sacrifice or self-denial too great.
Jump, ready, bring
team first. Team last. Team always.
Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com. Sunday, it's the Giants and Cleveland Browns from MetLife Stadium. Boy, when you think about the Giants and Browns.
Really?
Yeah, 1 o'clock on Sunday is when that game ought to be played.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think Jim Brown, Sam Huff.
Yeah, those guys won't be there. Brown won't be there this week.
Andre Brown will be.
But the Giants better stop Trent Richardson.
You know, it's hard for me to get fired up about the Browns. You know, Josh Gribbs might not play. Rookie quarterback. They can't score.
Did you see them against Baltimore?
How about the first game of the year?
I know one thing. You guys are digging a little hole for yourselves now. You're 2-2. You're treading in water. You're digging a hole that might fit you sooner or later. So I think, you got to worry about yourselves, not the Cleveland Browns. Because the Browns, they're not a good football
team.
This is the
kind of insight that we...
Greg Little decides to catch the ball this week.
You know what?
He gets open and then he drops it.
We've seen enough in this league to know that no opponent can be overlooked, and it's not coaching.
There we go.
No, it's true. Because if you look at the Giants, nobody thought that there would be much of a game against Seattle last year. And look what happened to Seattle.
I got it.
You know, Seattle has a lot better defensive personnel.
Wait a second. This Browns team on the road last Thursday had the ball at the 25-yard line in Baltimore with a chance to win the game.
They had a little fight in them.
They won.
But now
we talk about scheming up against the Giants. The Browns have had that extra time to prepare for the Giants coming off of that Thursday night game. That's a big thing, too.
Okay,
I'm
going to tell you a big thing. If I'm the Giants, I am so angry that I blew a game in Philly, that I let a game go, that we had won, that you should have walked out the door instead of losing, that I take it out on the Browns this week. So that's why I'm not really focusing on the Browns.
But you got to channel that anger, too, because after this Browns game, you've got a stretch of three games that are going to be right down to the wire, and you're going to need every emotion that you have.
Focus on the next game.
Yeah, on the Browns.
Yeah, so why are you still talking about last week?
Because
that's the point.
But you were just saying it's a laugh.
I'll take it out on the Browns.
You were just saying it's a laugher, that it should be a laugher.
It's going to be a laugher because I expect an angry Giants team to come out of that tunnel, run Hanlon over on the way onto the field, and take care of business.
But they got to focus on the Browns. They can't focus on themselves.
I understand you can't let the Eagles beat you twice. I understand that. But I really expect a team to come out, be sharp, and Eli Manning to put this game away early.
What about all these injuries that continue to mount?
Yeah, secondary is an issue. You have to look at Kenny Phillips, how they fill in that hole. I mean, Stevie Brown played well in spots against Philly.
Came in with a nice hit.
You know, I mean, you know, you got to figure out what you're doing, what's going on the offensive line. You know, is Dave Deal coming back? I mean, there are some things, Hakeem Nicks. You know, there are a lot of things that are kind of up in the air for the Giants right now.
I totally agree. I'm a little worried about this big blue team, but not this week.
All right, it's time for predictions.
Let's go.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
That's correct.
Wear your pink to the game. All right, your prediction.
The whole month, October.
All month of October.
Giants win big, 30-10.
Really?
I think they roll this week.
Okay, all right.
I think probably 24-10. I think, you know, they run the ball well, and I don't see how Cleveland stops Eli if he's out there throwing the
now
ball.
Now we agree.
The field.
Wow, that means 35-34.
When you're four games into the season and you're 2-2.
Yes.
It's clear that you have not played your best football. You have not played a complete game, although we were close
Carolina.
In Carolina. Right. That's what we're working to get to, all right? So you're both right. We're focused on the Browns and the problems they create, but as a team, we have to get better. We have to get better this week. Despite the injury situation, it's about improving.
All right, we're out of time.
Did Tucker Hotami hear you say, I said I'm right?
We're out of time.
Okay.
We're out of time. For Pat, the guy that you love to hate, and Art Stapleton of the record, I'm Bob Papa. Make sure you join us every week here on Giants.com for Giants Online. Enjoy your football, everybody.